This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning. In time, because good news has come through from court 1B at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and that is that our boss has won against the enemy and he is a free man at last. After 18 years he can go free. I think I'm confusing my Netflix series with reality, but all I know, it is good news. It's fantastic news. It's the kind of news that makes one want to dance up and down and say, oh my god, I wanna like celebrate this, because the truth came out and the truth was victorious. Is it playing? Is it playing? Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, sorry, it's a bit soft, eh? Okay, here we go. Woo! It's a celebration here at Cliff Central, the Casper Radio Show, with your wonderful team, Shemaine Duncan and Gavin at the ready. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, fucking low.
Oh.
Happy. Cornell says, good morning, Casper. I say, Cornell, good morning, you wonderful lady. No, you're a man.
I remember you're a man. I was just pulling your leg.
So, we got a nice little surprise for you today, and that is that I've got a special guest here to you, Gavin. We got lots of special guests, but the first is André de Hilarius Hypnotiseerder. Have you heard of him before?
I have, actually. I'm scared of him, though.
Shemaine?
I have heard of him before, too.
Duncan?
Never, ever have I heard of this guy.
Okay, well, I'm asking him to come into the studio now because I want to make an announcement. Hi, André, just come sit there, my darling. Sit there. I'm putting on your mic. Just come closer. Hello.
Hello.
Are you well, André?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Okay, I've got a surprise for this team. I want you to choose two of them, take them away, hypnotize them, and bring them back, and let's see what they do.
Very good. I'm more than willing to do that.
So who do we think we must, Shemaine?
I think you need to go with this guy on my left here.
I think you need to go with this girl on my right here.
The general.
What about him? I think he has never heard of you. So I think that'll be fantastic.
I need to be dehypnotized. I need to be dehypnotized.
Yeah, I mean, you're in because that's just punishment. How can you not have known? 22 years.
I know. Later. 22 years.
Yes.
He says, no, I don't know who the fuck this is. So we're going to. Duncan and Gavin, yeah. I think.
think it's the choice.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, man,
yes,
man, yeah.
Yes.
It's against my culture.
It's against my culture.
It's
against my culture as well. So it's
my culture.
So Andre for Viva Yeye. So keep it Duncan and Gavin.
I think we won. Okay, viewers, listeners, and blind people, we are going to go with Duncan and Gavin. He's going to remove them from the studio. Duncan, just show him that,
so sidelined.
That other studio that we have, that he, in privacy can hide. Hypno, is it hypno or hypno?
Hypno, hypnotize.
Hypno, sorry.
Hypnotize him.
How can I prepare for this? How can I prepare?
You don't have to prepare. I'm going to do everything.
Don't sneeze, though. Bless you.
You just, I'm going to do everything. You just have to follow the instructions.
I feel slightly nervous. Whatever you do,
you feel slightly
I don't want to kiss Duncan because he's not my type, okay?
No, he's not going to do things like that.
Thank you, Cuss.
This is a family show, okay?
I will be the moderator.
Thank you.
At the end of the day, and I'll say no.
Look at that. I don't trust Casper. I love him. I love you with all my heart.
But you know that I know. You know that I know what is good radio. Hey, so I will go there.
Look, is this something I can just jump into and be hypnotized, Casper?
Let's see. Let's see.
It's a biggie bang, meneer.
Money bang, yes, nee.
We're gonna give it our best try.
We're in this together.
So here goes Duncan. There goes Gavin. There goes Andre. Good luck, people. I'll see you now. You bring them back, Andre, whenever they're ready. Okay. You can take your time. Ooh, Gavin.
Gavin is like one of my boys. He's just come for a hug.
Hy het kom soentjie gee soos 'n soldaat wat afgaan oorlog toe.
Hy gaan oorlog toe. Ek wonder
Duncan
wat
doesn't quite know what's going to happen to him. He's a bit nervous. Uh-huh. But that's just you and I now. Oh.
I know, what an intimate moment. We've
it's
never
so
been
nice.
Alone in studio.
We
nog
have
nooit.
Never been alone. And
ons
that
kan
is
nou Afrikaans praat sonder Duncan.
Dit is so lekker.
Is dit nie?
Ag, Jermaine. So, wat is tydighede doen jy deesdae?
Nee, ek doen geen tydighede nie. Ek wonder wat is tydighede doen jy? Ek sien jou Facebook is vol nonsense. Ek meen, daar's that clip that you had on there. Met hierdie drag queens, is it drag? Hulle het 'n drag show en dan doen
hulle the fashion parade.
The fashion parade.
That's funny, eh?
Funny.
That is so I've never seen this in my life. I don't know where it is.
It's like as if it's in India, Bangladesh, or daar rond kan wees.
Yeah.
So,
and this woman just falls on the floor, and she tries to do a somersault that she falls on her back.
Die skrif, en op haar maag, like a belly flop. It's like, eina.
That's how it sounds. And everyone is just jumping up and down from shock. But she's just going on.
I know, that was fun to watch.
Anyway, no, I'm a plaasboy now. I'm a plotter, eh?
Ek wil reeds weet, yes. Hoe gaan dit? Is dit vir jou
no,
lekker?
No, it's fine. I'm fighting spiders. fighting mosquitoes, various sorts. I've got all kinds of equipment. I've got the tennis racket with the electric beam. Have you seen that? Where you put it on and then the thing fly into it.
Oh, near.
I sit with that thing. So when I hear,
then you gooi.
Ek gooi my raket aan. Instead of strings, you got electrocution bars.
Oh my goodness!
So you press the button, and it comes.
Ow!
Ek
weet nie. En slange?
Snakes. I bought snake repellent.
What is that?
It's like silicone-based something.
Okay.
I don't know. I've sprayed it everywhere.
In?
No, I've seen no one, not even human beings. No, but you spray it on windowsills, exits and entrances of your, not body, but of your house.
And your honde?
And the door.
Geniet die honde die space?
They love it, but I'm a bit concerned today because I discovered 3 bosluise. But I frontlined them.
Okay.
I frontlined them like a mad motherfucker. But they still ticks. And not ticks like that, but like ticks. So tomorrow they're coming to drip and dip them.
Ja, daar's ook 'n ding wat jy op hulle se boel net hier.
Dis frontline.
Wat jy veronderstel is om 'n maand, maar ek seker julle is in die bos, so dit sal seker 'n week hou wat jy dit net opdrip. En dan los jy dit daarso.
As I said, it's frontline.
Okay.
And I'll say it again. That is frontline.
Okay. Well,
I frontlined them.
The other one is spot. I can for spot, dude.
Spot's cock.
As
no, out your damn spot.
As
we actually have in your damn frontline. No, they frontlined. I have checked the bosluise with Kenner's. It's not the dangerous kind. But I don't know how to remove them. They say you must remove them with the Becky. Still intact. I don't know how to fucking do that. I tried.
Ek weet nie, jy het gewoonlik vat jy 'n tweezer, maar ek het nou 'n hond aangeneem, hy's 9 jaar oud.
Ah, 9 jaar. Yeah, bless you.
I know. Oh. Maar hy is gorgeous en dierbaar en raai.
Oh, but you saved a life.
Hy word weer vet en hy's besig en ek wil hom net opvreet, maar hy's 'n groot hond. Is 'n Weimaraner. En hy het die, hy het natuurlik nou in die yard rondgehardloop en die ander dag toe sit daar 'n bosluis in sy oor.
O God.
Toe vat ek dit, maar ek het dit met my vinger uitgehaal met my naal. Dan druk jy hom net so en jy trek vir hom en dan, want ek sien hy bly hier so krap. En ek is like, what the, kyk jy die Jack Russell het dit al gehad en hy was amper dood. So ek,
van wat ek, van bosluis koers?
Ja.
Oh my God.
Ja, nie van die bosluis wat in sy oor ook. So I just didn't want to take the chance to, moes ek nou in die middel van die nag rond hardloop en Jesus. Ek wou net nie met hierdie hond dieselfde doen nie.
Well, I've checked my vet. The vets are close. These are close vet. Vet closely, whatever. In case, I look at them for telltale signs of Frida just sighs. I go, oh, fuck, both like squirt. But tomorrow they get a whole treatment and then hopefully after that, they can get it every second week, and we'll comb them because there's a lot of boss lice. But they enjoy it, man, because they're running around like small little buck, Shemaine.
Kan ek my hond bring eendag?
Ja, ons het net frontline.
Ja, ek sal hom frontline.
Wat so hond is dit?
'N Weimaraner.
O, jy het gesê dis 'n Weimaraner.
Ja, hy is die vriendelikste ding. O, oh God, ek love die hond. Ek is nog net die hond 2 weke, but I'm going like, I love you.
Maar wat 'n fok is 'n Weimaraner?
Is 'n groterige hond. Hy was eintlik gebreed vir hunting. En die ou wie dit begin het, sy naam was Weimer. And to word die honde Weimaraners. So they're supposed to be hunting dogs. So tussen die Duitse en die Engels het hulle baie gebruik daarvoor.
Okay, but so, friendly dog?
Beautifully friendly.
And then he must come.
Awesome.
We must do two things. You must bring your Weimaraner to come to my dogs. And we must go visit Gigi.
With our dogs. And yeah, expel. Does he allow them?
No, I don't think we are allowed because it's old people. But Gigi, her lease from Arkansas, so remember that she was a guest? She's in an old age home now. We must go visit her.
Sy hoort nie vir my in 'n ouer huis nie. Sy is still with it.
Ek weet.
You know, she's like there. Ek dink ek sy seker 40 jaar ouer, jonger, ouer. Ek dink ek is jonger as wat ek is. Sy is seker 20 jaar ouder as ek, maar as ek saam met haar is, dan voel ek
geïntimideerd.
She treats me so well.
We must actually get her onto the show as well again and hear how is it going and who is die ou mensies en al sulke goed. Yeah. Would be interesting to hear it from her mouth.
Ja, yeah. Ek wil, ja, ek sit te kyk nou hierso oor my skouer.
Ja.
En Andrei se
assistent.
Assistent.
Ja.
Ek wou 'n ander woord gebruik.
Wat wil jy gesê?
'n Leliker woord. Ek wou gesê handlanger.
Ja, dit is baie common. Handlanger is baie common. Very 18. Very 1860.
I know. Hy sit nou en kyk vir ons en ek wonder wat dink jy, Konrad?
Hy sit maar net daar, sy oë gaan heen en helter skelter. Baie dankie dat jy vir ons skryf. Jy sê jy luister lewendig. Ek is bly. Moet nooit dood luister nie, want dan hoor mens nie veel nie. So very nice. And I hope that Gareth comes back to the studio within our slot because I want to interview him. I want to have a scoop. But ek hou daai deur dop, maar ek sien niks. Ek dink hulle word seker dronk nou ergens in die middel van Johannesburg.
Dronk van blydskap.
Ja, ja, ja. Oh my God. Okay, so listen here. Here's a guy who is on the... It's quite an old sketch, but I think it's quite funny. It's one of the best ones of the blue-collar comedy. And it's about this guy who flew in a very hicky, redneck kind of an airline service.
Hicky.
Hicky. Hick is like
so
common.
So anyway, I flew here from Flagstaff because my manager doesn't own a globe. I flew here on a plane that big. Like a pack of gum with 8 people in it, just... We took off from the Flagstaff Airport Hair Care and Tire Center there. We're traveling at half the speed of smell. We got passed by a kite. There was a goose behind us, and the pilot was going, go around. We get halfway to Phoenix, we got to go back. It's a 9-minute flight. Can't pull it off with this equipment. We had some engine trouble. We lost some oil pressure in one of the engines, and they told us about it over the speaker system of the plane, which was stupid because they could have just went, hey, we lost some oil pressure. Heard ya. It was weird. Everybody on the plane was nervous, but I'd been drinking since lunch, and I was like, take it down. I don't care. You ever had one of those days? It's something hard. I don't want to limp away from this wreck. The guy sitting next to me is losing his mind. Apparently, he had a lot to live for. He goes, hey, man, hey, man, if one of these engines fails, how far will the other one take us? All the way to the scene of the crash. Which is pretty handy, because that's where we're headed. I bet we beat the paramedics there by a half hour.
So last week het ek julle vertel van hierdie CDs wat ek ontdek het terwyl ek uitpak na my move. En ons het nie uitgekom by die ander nie. Ander track. So hierdie is nog steeds die Skandinavische CD. Oh, and I love it, eh? So I'm going to show you a little bit of it. Irene Monsterkie van Lale. Haar naam is Lale. Klink Engels ook. So I probeer Engels sing. And then afterwards, we're going to go at last to, after weeks of trying and false starts, at last we're going to go on with Consistory, our omnibus that we have inside the live show. Remember that on the podcasts, we got the other omnibuses, also parking. They buses, they parking every week on a Friday. You can listen, that's our podcasts. Our, not ours. Ear. Hour long podcasts. So we're going to lale a bit, then we're going to corner a bit, and then hopefully by then, Duncan and Gavin are under and we can do wonderful things with them.
Consistory, goedemiddag. Hoe kan ik je helpen?
Hallo, Marcel.
Atti. Hi, hoe gaan het?
Gaan baie goed, dankie met jou.
Nee, dit gaan goed, dankie, Atti. Waar is jij nou?
Ik is hier langs jou.
Wacht goed. Hallo, Atti.
Hallo, Marcel. Waar is jou pa? Waar is my pa, bedoel ik?
My stiefpa is nie nou hier nie, Atti.
Nee, nee, ek het met jou kom praat. Oor die dood van meneer Zetske.
Ja?
Nou, ons allemaal weet, jy is op borgtog uit, maar die borgtog gaan binnenkort opgeskort word.
Wat? Nee, Atti, wat sê jy?
Die borgtog gaan binnenkort opgeskort word.
Hoekom?
Want die persoon wat die borgtog betaal het, die wil dit nie meer doen nie.
Maar wie het die borgtog betaal?
Jou ma, Marcel.
Oh nee, Hoekom wil sy dit nie doen nie?
Ek dink, dis in my en jou. Jou ma wil hê dat jy 'n bietjie boetedoening doen vir die moord op haar ex-lover, Nikki Zetske.
Sê wie?
Nikki, ek bedoel jou ma, Rita.
Maar ek het hom nie vermoord nie.
Wel, ek het vir jou 'n paar scenario's saamgebring.
Baie dankie, ach, ek is nie nou honger nie.
Nee, luister net, die scenario's. Die eerste een is, jy bly aan om te ontken dat jy iets doen gehad het met die dood van Nikki Zetske.
Ja?
Uiteindelik gaan jy voor die hof gedaag word en die kanse dat jy skuldig bevind word is 50-50. Maar as dit wel so is dat jy skuldig bevind is, sal jy die rest van jou lewe in die tronk deurbring.
Ja, dit is verskriklik om daaraan te dink. Okay, scenario 2.
Scenario 2 is dat jy nou skuldig pleit.
Maar ek het dit nie gedoen nie, dalk nie.
Ek weet, maar as jy nou skuldig pleit, gaan jy direk in. Jy doen slegs 3 jaar in die tronk. Ons beloof en onderneem om enige kriminele rekord op jou naam te verwyder na 3 jaar.
Yes, dit is my calculatorkie. Ah, oké. So dit is 3 jaar.
Ja, by einde is dit dan 3 jaar. En miskien as jy goeie gedrag openbaar maak hulle dit 5 weke. Jy weet nooit.
Ati, ek sal daaroor dink, maar ek dink ek sal dit doen. Dan voel my ma beter en my maag voel beter en ach, dan is alles afgehandel en agter my.
Goeiemiddag luisteraars, dis u gasheer Zak Jensen. Vandag is ons weer terug met my weeklikse program Tamaletjie, die joernaalprogram vir gefokte Afrikaners. Ons gas in die studio vandag is mevrou Dominee Rita van Aswegen en sy het die uitsonderlike talent, sy skilder met naamheid. Goeiemiddag Rita.
Hallo Pat. Verskom ek het 'n siekte. Skoenpoets!
Rita, kan jy vir ons sê, wat het jou laat besluit om met naamheid te skilder?
Een van die dinge wat my sielkundige vir my gesê het, was om te begin paint met mama. Ek het nie geweet, dit is werklik iets wat mens kan doen nie. Ek dog hy trek my been man net om my aandag af te lei van my kak Tourette's. En kyk, mense skilder met koffie en tee en marihuana, maar hierdie is nou met mama. So wat ek gedoen het, ek het begin eenvoudige goedjies man net gemaak met mama en sedert het het uitgebring, groter geword, tot ek nou hierdie nuwe cutback charity het, wat ek noem Pikanoko. En dit beteken visioenpap in de belle.
In die wereld van kuns is ons gewoond aan baie uitsonderlike forme wat kunstenaars gebruik. Wat maak jou nou so uniek?
Wat ek doen, kameeltoon is ons pynt dit op rog. Jy kyk na die pynt en jy koop hom en jy eet hom. En ek dink dit is 5 fok.
Rita, daar is vreselike hongersnood in die wêreld. Dink jy dat hierdie 'n manier is om hongersnood by te lê? Jou kunswerke is seker baie duurder as 'n gewone provita broodjie met maamheid op.
Granadellas!
Rita, in jou toekomsplanne, sien jy dat jy dalk moontlik kan oorslaan na miskien gekapte walvisstiete op mieliepap?
Gekakte walvisstiete op mieliepap is een van my skilderye se naam toevallig, Zak. Ek gaan kyk of ek nie kan oorgaan op byvoorbeeld bovrol of miskien heuning, want heuning bederf nie.
Rita, jy dink nie dat dit is 'n bietjie soos Afrikaanse musiek, dieselfde ding net opgedus met 'n ander baadjie. As jy nou van maamheid na bovrol gaan, dis maar much of a muchness is dit nie.
Fok jou.
Luisteraars, baie dankie dat julle ingeskakel het hierdie week en goeie nag.
Hoe voel jy oor volgende week se troue?
Ag, maar bietjie vlinders. Motte.
Ek kan nie wag vir die troue nie. En dankie dat jy my genooi het, Ati.
Maar natuurlik jy is familie.
Ek dink nie ek is eintlik familie, streng gesproke nie. Maar ja, ons ken mekaar.
Ja, ons ken mekaar. Dankie vir jou tydjie, Marcel.
Dankie, Ati.
doom do 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 doom dum dum. I fix me do. You know, I fix you. So always be true. But please, I fix me do. Oh.
Hi.
Hello, Hannard.
Ja, lekker man, en jou.
Ach, my ore lek. Verder alles fijn.
I fix, het jy gegaan?
I fix, gegaan? Wat bedoel jy?
Om iets in te lever?
O, ja, ek het. Ja, ek het gegaan. Ek het my oma se oë ingelever. En hulle het dit gefix.
En?
Hulle het dit prachtig reg gemaak. It's amazing, man.
Maar hulle doen fone.
Hulle is so fucking goed.
Amazing. I fix.
I fix.
Nou ja, hier sit ons, Marcel.
Ja, mami.
Kan jy glo? Jou pa sê, kom op, Bert. Kind, by Gretchen Voigt. Sy was Tatiana. En nou,
Marmoitie,
is sy Attie. En hier is ons in die kerk. En Attie gaan trou met implemente Vygie.
Maar mami, wat weet ons van Vygie? Behalve dat sy vis vrou is.
Krippeltert. Ek wil onderstel, haar ouwe sal seker hier wees.
Ja, ek sal hulle baie graag wil ontmoet.
Ek dink jou poupa, poel, klip, pa. Pa is seker baie sinneweeachtig. Het is eie kind nou gaan trou. Jou, fokker, stiefpa. Mondou, jy is my kind. En jy sal altyd my kind fokker bly. Weet jy my?
Marcel.
Marcel?
Ja, mami.
Wat
is fout, mami?
Hortens, daar kom jy, bruid.
Yay! Wonder of Attie sien nie wie achtig is.
Ach nee. Gefok! Hy lyk. Sweet en opgewonde. Hallo, dokter Langerhans.
Hallo, Rita. Geluk weer eens.
Dankie. Sies toch die arme ou poeteltje, poeteltje.
Broeders en sisters, dit gee my 'n welbehaag, dit gee my 'n vreugde wat ek amper nie kan beskryf nie. Om hier te staan vir die troue van Attie Voigter van Aswegen met Vygie Gludamina Simonei Stein. En om te dink dat ek onbewus was van Attie se bestaan slegs 'n paar maande gelee. En nou hier het ek die eer voorreg en die emosionele satisfaksie om my seun weg te gee aan die pragtige dogter, die jong mevrou Stein, spoedig Vygie van Aswegen. Ek dink op hierdie heugelike dag moet ons saam lees uit Rympies en Liedjies volume 1 en ons gaan nou hoofstuk 4 vers 1. Kiepie, kiepie, kom toch gauw, hier is lekker kos vir jou, maar dan moet jy vir my sê waar jy toch jou eiers lê. Ons lees ook paragraaf 6, daar is 'n aapie op 'n stokkie voor my ma se agterdeur. Daar's 'n gaaitjie in sy broekie en sy sterkie loer daardeur. Nou broeders en susters, as ons kyk na Kiepie, is dit toch zeer zekerlijk die symboliek van die liefde van die vrouw. En zij zei bij die man, kom toch gauw, ek het lekker kos vir jou. En met liefde, maar ook een type van een waarschuwing, sê hy vir haar, maar jy moet vir my sê, waar jy toch jou eiers lê. So, dit is een liefde, wat ons hier verenig is, maar huwelik is meer as net liefde, dit is ook die voortbring van die eier van die volgende geslag. En dit is toch net reg, dat die man vir die vrou vra, het jy eiers om te lê? En dan antwoord sy stuitig, maar ook op die man af deur te sê, daar is 'n aapie op 'n stokkie. En dit is toch wat het is, broeders en sisters. Dit gaan oor die stokkie. Daar is nie 'n stokkie op die aapie nie, maar dit is 'n aapie met sy stokkie. En hy omsingel, hy bekruip die huis. Skalks, vandaar my ma se agterdeur. In wil hy kom, in wil hy gaan. Die aapie met sy stokkie. En sy hou hom dop en sê, jy het 'n gaatjie. En die gaatjie is in jou broekie. So die lus vir liefde, die drang na voortplant is daar. Maar dit is nie net al wat oor die huwelik gaan nie. Want soos ons weet, Attie, was Titiana. So voortplant is die laaste ding wat hy kan doen. Maar toch is Vygie daar en sy sê, kyk die kossies, kyk die eiertjies, bring jou sterkie, kom ons kyk wat gebeur. Al is dit 'n leë nessie, is dit 'n nessie wat gemaak is met liefde. En ek dink ons moet dit saam met ons vat, al is jy 'n leë bar hoenderhok, is jy nog steeds kapabel om in liefde voort te gaan. Ons lees tot sover. Amen. Kom ons sing nou saam uit Elvis 5:4 kan twee blue sweet shoes.
Testes, 1, 2, 3. Goeienaand dames en heren, my naam is Eysel. En as julle wonder wie is ek nou, dan kan jy dit wonder. Want ek is Vygie, ons prachtige bruid, se ex-boyfriend. En Vygie het my gevra om die master of ceremonies te wees, want ek is nie net een mechanic nie, ek is ook een bietjie van een glaasklaan. Vygie en ek en mekaar natuurlijk nou baie goed. Sy sal my nooit vergeet nie, ek seker. Vygie, sy ouers kon het nou nie maak nie. Hulle vra om verskoning. Ek het hier so een WhatsApp note gekry, wat hulle net sê, baie geluk, ons sal dalk jy nog ontmoet, dit is van Attie, en dit is van Vygie se ouers. Ek sien hulle weer nou, ons gaan nou aan ons kampeer op die oomblik in die Drakensberge, so ek sal hulle nou weer join, dan sal ek vir hulle alles vertel, ek is seker hulle wens, hulle was hier so. Nou is het tyd vir ons toespraak van ons bruidegom, en daar het meer as gom nodig, dink ek, om alles aan mekaar te hou, wat aan mekaar geplak moet word, daarso. Maar kom ons gee 'n lekker klap vir Attie van Aswegen. Dankie. Baie dankie, Hysel. Ek sal hierdie dag nooit vergeet nie, in hierdie toespraak. Nog minder. Dankie, Vygie, dat jy jou vertroue in my gesit het.
Nou
het
jy nog net jou vertroue in haar sit.
Ja, hy sal snaaks. Altyd so met die trouwens wat ons die grapjes maak. Ek wil graag vir my... Ja, laat my wonder, wie is hierdie tand Koek? Wie noem haarself Koek, om mee te begin? En wie het 'n hoender wat soos 'n fucking mens lyk? Of lyk ek soos 'n hoender? Ek het nie rooi lelle of 'n snavel nie. So dalk het tand Koek se hoender aan, was dalk 'n inbred tussen 'n mens en 'n hoender. En moet ons tand Koek se geskiedenis bietjie laat ondersoek deur die polisie. Dalk is hy 'n perverte ou fucking vrou wat hoenders en mense geteel het. Maar tand Koek se hoenderhaan is dalk snaaks op die oppervlak. Maar onder daar draai daar 'n groot, donker, makaber storie rond. So ek sal vra dat ons nooit weer hierdie liedjie op enige huwelik sing nie. Dankie. Aan my aanneemouers, Hildegard en Gouda, die feit dat julle hier is, beteken vir my dat julle ons aanvaar, dat julle my aanvaar. En... Why wouldn't I? Why would I not be very emotional and truthful right now? Hoekom nou hierdie pragtige moment probeer vir en weer met hierdie kakletjies? Hoekom ons het nou net daaroor gepraat? Hoe kom julle nou weer met hierdie ene? You should believe me because I'm telling that it's my wedding, for fuck's sake. I'm not going to make up kak now. So just shut. As enem, God, ek is gewapen. As iemand nog weer sing nou vandag, asseblief.
Dan doen ons die huil dronk.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. Hoor jy?
Ja, nee, dit is self, dis Minora tyd. Dis Minora tyd. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Vra my, ek weet daarvan.
Stuck in reverse.
When you lose something you can't replace.
And I'll try. I fix you.
So dis kon se storie. Baie baie dankie. Eindelik het ons dit reg gekry om die blerrie ding uit te saai. Ah, dankie iFix ook. iFix het vir my 'n fantastiese ding gedoen. Jy kry so ding hout en dan sit jy dit oor jou selfoon en hulle they made me one that says the Casper radio show. You can actually do that. You go to iFix and say make me one that says Mnet sucks and then you can have that. So that'll be fantastic.
I'd like one that says Duncan the pumpkin.
You can, Duncan, it is possible with iFix on our side. Mm-hmm. They are the wind beneath our wind. Okay. Duncan, you wanted to say thank you to our friend Damon Calvari. He made you a perfume.
Yes. Wow. During the days where Damon used to work with us, he opened up his own perfume company called the Fragrance Farm.
It is the real one.com. He had a long name because he fucked it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, to my surprise, this morning I woke up and then Casper bought me something that Damon gave to him to give to me
with Duncan written on it.
Yeah, it's a perfume inspired by 1 million Paco Rabanne, but this one is 500,000.
It's his tester, Testers.
Testers. Mm. Love it.
I love it. Also, I use the one that's very strong. Do you remember?
That area, that smell, that, yeah, that, that clink or rake sauce acha.
Yes, that one I use in the bathroom now.
Yeah, I don't think you want him to hear that.
No, it fucking works.
Oh my goodness, you must do some serious stuff in that bathroom.
No, no, it just smells very nicely.
I can imagine.
When the achar has died down, then you're left with the sweet smell of it's a lot, old piss. It's very nice.
This smells amazing.
Okay, so Duncan, you returned. Gavin returned with Andre, and we have a result. You said you got a problem. Andre?
Yeah, sadly, not everybody can be hypnotized in the studio. So, some people have psychological secrets that they're not going to reveal.
Who
are those people?
I don't know. Shall we reveal?
Reveal?
I think the silent little voice gave us a bit of a clue, yeah.
Is it Duncan?
Duncan is Biggie Bong for my young.
Oh, Gavin of Duncan?
Gavin. Oh, okay.
Duncan is die swart
ene. Duncan is die swart ene. Oh, okay, jammer. Ek het vir Duncan gesê sy naam is iets anders en so nou ek wil nie nou reveal nie, maar
don't reveal it now.
Ja.
Okay, so Duncan went down well.
Like a stone.
But Gavin doesn't want to do something.
No, he went under the second time round. He went under like a dream. But he's one of those people on stage that you could hire as a government employee. He does nothing. I sit. So,
but can we try it? Can we try it?
We can try it again. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so what do you have to do? Do you have to click?
Shall we do it
no,
with
him? No, not with him first.
Okay, he wouldn't respond. So wouldn't, he wouldn't respond.
Are you
no,
sure?
No, 100%,
can we see?
Yes. Close your eyes and look right up.
Okay, he says close your eyes, and Gavin has closed his eyes.
Now you see, now there we've got all the responses. And
he's got the responses.
Can we? Eyes are locked. You can't open them. Try
pictures.
Now, yes. Oh, take pictures. Now you'll see. He can't open his eyes.
Wait. Okay. Let me go on Periscope and we show this. People, if you're on Periscope, you go to the Casper Rasper show, Casper Radio show. And you go on the Periscope there, and I'm going to go live, and we're going to see why Gavin doesn't want to do what he wants to do. I'm writing here, Gavin, your battery is sufficiently charged, says my iPhone. Thank you, my darling, dear iPhone. And connection too poor. Well, go fuck yourself as well. Why is my connection too poor? What is this? I've got good connections. Okay, I don't know the Zoomers, but still.
Guptas.
Okay, well.
Yeah, Guptas.
Okay, well, Charmaine, then. Sorry about the Periscope. Switch off your Periscopes, people. Charmaine, take pictures and tweet. Okay, so Gavin, hy sit nog altyd hier.
Yo, and he won't get his eyes open. Try and open your eyes. Try. You see, so he won't do that. So yeah, he can't get his
smiles.
Eyes open. Yeah, he knows, because you see, the more he tries, the less he gets it right. Yeah. But now if we say play a trumpet, both hands right up front there. Play a trumpet. Let's go for it. Play the trumpet. You see, and then that's about the best we get out of him. So sleep relax.
Come on, that's funny. So, more.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Give him a guitar.
A guitar. Yeah. Go for a guitar. You're playing a guitar really lively. Make the noise. We need the instrument. There we go. Even more. Put some energy into it. We want that instrument. Go. I tell you what. Sleep. Let's drum it a bit. Let's.
I'm drunk. Oh, this is amazing.
He's actually responding now, which is brilliant. Yeah. So you're playing the drums. Go for drums. We want to hear that noise. Come on. Add some noise.
Gavin.
Noise. Come on, Gavin. You can do it. Your mouth's going to do it all on its own, Gavin. Gavin, you're disappointing us. I'm going to leave your eyes locked for the whole month, Gavin.
Are you sure?
We'll leave him like that for the...
He looks like drugs.
So, yes.
Slash very drunk.
Yes, look at him. He's getting worse.
Does he only respond to you, or does he respond to anyone?
Make him a police car. Make him a police car.
There we go. When I snap my fingers, you're a siren. So you just take a nasty breath. You don't mind.
Look at him frowning, Shane. He's frowning now. He's trying to.
The noise. You just feel comfortable. As a matter of fact, you're enhanced by it. Yes, there we go. Let's put that noise out there. There we go. Further and further. There we are. Yes. And it's just going to keep on coming up. You're going to find your tongue's going to just let you do it. Your voice box just wants you to do it. It's just going to happen. Just increasing. Come on, Gavin. You can do it.
Starts,
you can do it.
And then he smiles, and then he sort of. He's
fights it.
His head lobs forward. Yes. Yeah.
I always call them my problem children in my shows, because
they're
such brilliant volunteers, but they tend to wake themselves up and go, oh, I'm not hypnotized. Purely because they know what they're doing.
But like when you said guitar or drums, you had a frown, like he's
brain is working through it.
Yes, yes.
But what, think of noises. Birds, can he do bird noises?
We could probably get him to do that.
This is this large dinosaurus bird.
Okay, well, yeah, shall we do that? Like a, yeah, or like a hardy dog, like a really with,
yeah,
large...
aggressive.
Yeah, loud noise. Just put some emphasis in it. You're just going to...
And it's aggressive.
And it comes out of your mouth like with full force. Go for it. Right now, it's going to... No, you see? Go. Damn, you're just going to... Go. If we try, just open your mouth and try and say your name. It'll be that noise. Go. What is your name? Come on. You can do it. Yes, you can see it. You see, you can't say that. Nah, he's ignoring us. You see that? Wow. And that's, people think I've got full control. I mean, I wish I would take out his ATM card.
Oh, is someone recording this? Because we have to just play this back to him.
Yes.
We must show him this.
Because he's amazing. Even deeper asleep. There we go. Don't be shy. As a matter of fact, just try and say your name. You can't. So you're going to stutter. Whenever you try and say your name, what is your name? Just, you can say it. You can say it, but it's going to be noises. So try. Come on. There you go. It starts with a G. Go.
Look at it.
This is radio. Look, you need to this. Speak. You need to speak. Come
it
on.
It looks like he's cocking in his brain. Oh, my God. Oh, Gavin, this is so funny. Oh, my God. Noises. More noises.
So you can't get much out of Gavin. Can we, Gavin? You're going to sing for us at the top of your voice. Go, Gavin. Go.
You love to sing.
You can sing, Gavin. You can
anything
sing.
Anything you want.
You can sing, Gavin. Your eyes are locked tighter and tighter. Come on, I'm not going to let you go. Gavin. Your mouth's going to open.
Always be my baby.
There we go. Gavin, as a matter of fact, see, you're going to sing like an opera star, but you're going to sing a child's song. Any song that you remember from, like Zimbabwe. Here we go. Zimbabwe is a song. Zimbamba. You're just going to sing it, but like an opera star. You're just going to open.
There we go.
Mama said thank you.
So he went zim, bum, ba, and then he drops his head again.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
This is so funny. Okay, so Gavin, get him back.
Gavin, right away, feel fantastic. You can open your eyes. There we go. Welcome back.
Can I record you, please?
Yes.
Is it recording, Duncan? Just press record. I must record you. Is it recording? Okay, so let's do Duncan.
Duncan, sleep. Duncan, deep sleep. Let me. Can I just shoot over there to his microphone?
Yeah, please, you can.
Because...
You must touch him.
Yes, because Duncan, just sleep, relax, deep asleep, Duncan. Even deep still, deeper, just relax, deep asleep. When I shake your arm, yeah, just look right up there, take a nice breath and sleep. There we go, Duncan. Even deeper, there we go. 10, 20, 30 times deeper, Duncan. You're nice and deep and sound asleep, very deep and sound asleep, Duncan. Now, I tell you what, you speak Chinese, fluent Chinese. I'll tell you what to say and you'll be speaking in Chinese. This is the new Casper Chinese section, so you'll speak fluent Chinese. Wide awake, wake up. Tell Casper you're going to chop him up in little pieces.
Watch out! Mama!
You're throwing in a pot! Throwing in a pot!
What pot?
You're cooking for supper! Yeah, that's good. Sleep, relax, good. Now, I tell you what, you're going to be a dinosaur. God. I want you to roar at the top of your voice. You're a vicious, nasty, man-eating T-Rex. Wide awake now. Roar, dinosaur!
Oh!
It's even louder. Sleep now. I tell you what, you're a gay dinosaur. You're a gay dinosaur. I want to hear that high voice. Come on, dinosaur! Sleep, now you're gonna really push it. You're a dinosaur in mating season. Go, go, go. So with Duncan, we can do absolutely anything.
They can speak very, very university literary Afrikaans.
Okay, so when I snap my fingers, you speak sleep deeper, still even deeper, because you're fluent in Afrikaans. Even if you're not, you are now. You're going to be speaking Afrikaans in the highest sophisticated language you can. You're standing in front of the students and you're discussing matters, and it's an Afrikaans, only Afrikaans, universal debate. Ne? Wide awake, wake up. Just could you just announce to them that there'll be no funding?
Julle moet onthou dat julle parense het nie geld nie en julle skuld die skool. So julle gaan nie education hê nie.
I love the parense. Your parense.
Your parense. That's a new word. Woordskepping.
Shall we give him a bit of a song? So when I snap my
fingers, yes, songy, please.
Is he like a band that he hates? Absolutely, a band that he really hates. Like maybe like Backstreet Boys or something weird.
Yeah, I don't think he likes that kind of stuff.
So yeah, well, we can ask him while you're asleep. What is the absolute band that you really hate? Like the one band that you can do without, or singer for that matter. You're gonna give us a loud answer.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, sleep. All right, so when I snap my fingers, you are Bon Jovi, and you're going to sing for us like Bon Jovi at the top of your voice. It'll be natural. It'll come out of your mouth, and you'll be singing it loudly. Wide awake, Bon Jovi.
It's my life now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. It's my life. Now or never.
Sleep, relax, sleep.
Get him out.
Okay, get him back. Wide awake, feel fantastic this morning. Open your eyes, feel great.
So I want to explain that Duncan was here with his chin on his balls, eh? He was sleeping and then getting up and with like very strange eyes. I recorded everything for you, Duncan.
Okay,
you can fantastic. Have a look. It was very, very funny, but you were really like, you looked like you were drugged. And that is amazing.
Thank you.
And so did Gavin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Gavin, you turned into an awesome volunteer.
But you were fantastic.
It's at work now.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, see the footage. Yeah. You look really out of it. It's fantastic.
Well, we're going to invite you guys to my show, and I think we need you guys up on stage.
Yes, but I want to ask you, Andre, where's your show? Where is it?
I'm at the Monte Cassino Theatre, so most important. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm at the Monte Cassino Theatre, and nightly from basically Fridays to Sundays at the moment.
Okay,
8 o'clock, and then Sundays is at 3 o'clock as well.
Okay, and so maybe the Casper Radio Show should come to one of your shows.
We are going to do that. And
shall we do that?
And yes, I have a little bit of a special gift, you see, because what we're going to arrange is that we've got all the Mr. South Africa contestants who come to my show.
Oh, sorry.
Why are you going
there? No, you're not that gay pterodactyl anymore.
Isn't it the wrong person saying yay?
So, completely the wrong person.
Yeah. So I'm going to organize a show where we get all of them because they volunteer, and obviously there's nothing funnier than a guy with muscles acting like a chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think, why don't you guys join us on stage as well? Because it's completely open. They're just part of my invited guests. It's our yearly initiation.
I would love to.
I'm sure. It makes for pleasurable viewing.
That will be fantastic. We'll make a date. We'll say. Mm-hmm. We'll tell about it on the show as well. But you are busy at the moment with a run. Somewhere in February, maybe we should come with the Mr. South Africans.
Fantastic.
And I don't mean come in that way. I mean come and see. Oh. No, ons praat ernstig, ons praat regheid, en ons praat stryd.
Dat sê.
Net soos ons parents ons geleer het.
Verstel ons parents.
Ons parents.
Ons parents.
Ons parents.
And what do they say on tweet?
Oh, we've got a tweet from YBR.
Aber, for fuck's sake.
We've got a message from Aber.
YBR.
Aber van der Linde.
Yeah.
And he says, Casper Radio Show, hello Yella, happy Friday.
Yeah.
Genoeg. Happy Friday for you ook.
Yeah. But there's a guy who
says...
Who says hello? It's first time.
Oh, on Zeta, another message from Wynand. Is that how you say it?
Wynand.
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 Yeah, but we did that. You were under
it was
hypnosis.
Nice on you, man.
But there's Andre Prinsloo.
Andre Prinsloo here. First time listening live. No waiting for the podcast today.
Yay!
Yay!
That's the spirit.
Do you think we can try one day to hypnotize people on the radio?
Yes.
I'll play music.
Yes.
You'll tell me what kind of music to bring, and we try and do that and get people to do something, and then we see whether it happens. They must all go to Pick and Pay, and they must sing in the middle of the toilet aisle or something.
I would absolutely love that, because it was tested and it successfully done in the 60s. Which led to the ban of using hypnotizing people on television.
Wow.
So, because, yes. No, well, it's fine, because we're not going to hypnotize people driving their cars. We're going to tell them to stay, as you say, at home.
Yeah.
And then they must go to like Pick and Pay or something, and I just do something totally stupid. Totally.
Yes.
And literally, we will film them. Maybe, you know. Yes.
I think you go work out exactly what's the safest.
Yes. Okay.
What's the kind of thing we can let them do, and then we can do it here on the show.
Absolutely brilliant.
I think it's
I would love it.
Fantastic.
So, Charmaine, what do you think of Gavin?
His performance
being under.
It was amazing.
It was funny,
you were like drunk.
He looked like...
Yeah, but I didn't know whether he was playing or serious.
We never know.
Yeah.
I could hear you guys.
Could you hear us?
I could hear you guys, but like far, far away. But I could not, like, as much as I wanted to just open my eyes, I could not open my eyes. Because it's very like, jy gaan nie so, like, jou oor die hele tyd toe hou nie.
Nee, nee, jou oor was toe.
I wanted to open my
you
eyes.
You had like a frown, like Marika de Klerk.
Marikana.
A frown coming.
Is it?
Yeah.
But also you were grinning and it sounded, it looked like you were having fun on your own as if you found us funny.
Is
you
it?
Know, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that? What are you doing?
I'm giving a Mac, Big Mac with cheese. No, it's the computer. No, it's just something.
But it felt like, it just felt like I was, like Andre was telling us earlier on, it really felt like I was like drugged, but without the drugs.
It looked like.
I've never taken drugs, so I don't know how it is.
No, you look like you were under
stone
sleep.
But I just was like, oh.
Yeah. and Duncan as well. He was like, and then.
Yeah, but Duncan is like very susceptible, eh?
Yeah, he is.
Very. It's about letting yourself go.
Yeah.
I let myself go.
You were so modern.
You were flinching your asshole.
I opened my arsehole inside in that room.
You read that. That's obviously a big topic on the cusper. Pushing up the asshole.
We are, no, absolutely. We go big.
But that was amazing. That was like, wow.
Awesome.
Stove poopies from J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
So there's just no other way but to go black this week with a stork booby. Why do I say that?
Yay! AKA?
AKA who?
Colin Verncombe.
Ah.
Yeah.
Tell us about him. Well, Duncan, Gavin looks like he's again under.
I just like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's a musician who died this week. Was it yesterday? Or the day before?
Four.
And he was known as Colin Verncombe, but he was known as Black. And he was 53 when he died, but he died in an accident. I don't know if you remember that song, Wonderful Life.
That's our stuff poopy for today.
It's a wonderful, you know? Life. Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful.
Mm. Yes, I know that song.
Yeah,
yes.
That was a wonderful song.
Oh,
yes. He died.
Wonderfully.
That guy, yeah.
Did he have any other hit except for Wonderful Life?
Yeah, he had. There was The Sweetest Smile. That was in 1987.
Mm, I know it backwards.
Yeah, and then he did have, I mean, he had 14 albums all together.
Wow. Jesus. Remarkable.
You know, and I think six was under the name Black and the other eight was under Colin. But he decided he wanted to keep Black as his name because his name gave people some sort of dyslexia. That's his sense of humor, I suppose. So yeah, and he was from Liverpool, died in Cork, Ireland, his adopted home. And now he has gone, and it was because of an accident. A couple of weeks ago, two weeks ago.
But it's not as if we're going to miss his catalogue, hey? Because basically his big hit was in 1980, what's the name?
Yeah, but you know, apparently he felt that that was a shame because he felt his music, other than those two songs, was better than what we
well,
know.
Well, Wonderful Life, just it touches something inside.
Mm-hmm. But
it's a melancholy, it's something, I don't know, but you feel, when you hear it.
Yeah, they say he was melancholic as a person, and his music was that way as well. So
well,
he leaves three sons and a wife. He's divorced, but he lived with his wife.
And he had a wonderful, wonderful life. Because that was the name of the song. Okay, so here we go. Stoff Poopy Black. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. No need to run.
Sun shine through.
Wonderful song. We'll never forget it. It's like part of our lives.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
We got a big boss here. She's going to be our extra special guest in a few minutes. All I want to say is boss at this moment. That's your clue, boss. But before we do, let us go hither.
Casper. Radio show, Showmax.
Charmaine, what about Showmax?
I just wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you know that households are peaceful now that they're Showmax?
No, I didn't know.
Is it?
Yes. And
peaceful, full of pieces or full of peace?
And even in the coloured communities.
Even in the coloured communities, houses are peaceful. And that is because you can watch on two devices at the same time.
Jay Lich.
Ek Lich.
What bedoel jy? Like, what do you mean? Two devices
at the same time.
Oh my goodness.
You know, there's a TV and there's another screen like a smartphone or something like that.
Okay.
All right. So there's no more wrestling over which show to watch, or watching the same show over and over again.
Or watching the wrestling.
The wrestling.
Watching the wrestling.
I'm so
that's glad. That's a fantasy. Like, I don't do wrestling.
Obviously, Cassie's got some issues. But anyway, laat ik julle nog meer vertel. You can just download the free Showmax app and then get the world's best series and movies to watch online anytime on your smartphone, Gavin, tablet, computer, or smart TV, Casper. Yep, and you can now enjoy uninterrupted hours of the best current and award-winning drama, comedy, action, and adventure for only, how much?
99.
Thank you, 99. Per month.
Which is a good price.
Coupella. I think so, per month. And Gavin is showing his Showmax status on his iPhone.
Oh, what is it?
Nee, dat zijn nog error voor mij.
Error.
It did not an error sign. But anyway, for
and
you...
And then an error comes along.
With the Showmax emblem on.
Don.
Oh, nice.
Lord.
Anyway, you can sign up at showmax.com to subscribe and get your 7-day free trial. No obligations, and the best is... You can cancel anytime.
Showmax. The thing is that you have to put in all your detail, because once you like it, which you will, everything is in place. Then you don't have to refill in a form. So after 7 days you want to cancel, you cancel. After 7 days you want to go on, you just go on seamlessly. That's what makes it so nice.
I don't know how you guys know how much production was done in South Africa, probably like 15 years ago with the local... dramas, local
Casper features strongly.
I'm surprised to see the first horror series ever, a local one. Ever heard of Lisilo?
I can't.
My black folks would know that, but I'm surprised to see that it's on Showmax.
What does Lisilo mean? What does Lisilo mean?
Lisilo just mean it was a ghost. But when we watched it like 15 years ago, it really, really looked scary. But now that I'm much older and I watch it, I see that the costume and makeup weren't that great. Right?
You're technically savvy now.
You see?
Yeah.
But in a way, it's nostalgic to watch it. You didn't have to go through the whole thing. But I also, like, we talked about the old Afrikaans kak.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one I discovered. Net 'n bietjie liefde.
Yeah.
But excuse toch? Net 'n bietjie... Net 'n bietjie liefde. It's really shite.
What about this?
But it was a big production.
Were you in it?
No, God, man, I'm not that old.
Luister,
it was Elias my Everard.
Okay.
Hey, hulle het van die SABC mense sê soms loop sy daar onder in die gange rond.
Oh, please.
Wie?
Ghost. The Seaway.
Lucilo.
Lucilo is me.
Wat van
is my hare mooi, hè?
Is nommer
asseblief daarop. Ja, let's
ook daar. What fun taxi to Soweto? Has anyone watched
that? Oh my goodness. Are you
the taxi?
Soweto,
the
with Elise Kaywood, is it not?
Yeah, what's and Patrick.
That's it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm in it. One of the people.
Yeah, go hook yourself.
Why aren't we in anything, Duncan?
Okay. I was in Mr. Bones.
What? Like, fuck off.
Ek
really?
Sê, ek was in Mr. Bones was.
In jou droom?
Nee, ek was die klein mannetjie wat Leon het gechase. En sê, hey, where's my money? Where's my money?
Is it?
By the Sun City. I was under the elephant.
Are you lying to
us? I promise you guys. You know what?
Is it Bones 1 or 2?
Bones 1 and 2.
Are you in both?
And
under
the
elephant?
I'm on both bones.
And for both, he chased you with the same sentence.
No, took
you with my money. Yeah.
Okay, why is it so
easy? I don't want to sit through a Leon Schuster movie to look for you.
Why,
exactly.
Why is it so easy to believe that Casper is on, Charmin is on, you are on?
I didn't say I
but
was
But they are
on.
Talented, Duncan.
I didn't
and
say
they
I
are
was
actors.
On.
You want me to drop my pants so you can see how talented I am?
No! Whoa! You're not my tie.
Anaconda 3D.
Nami on Showmax.
Don't show us, Max.
As Alicia he was, it Alicia gesê, wys.
Yes, it's wise. Listen. There is a movie on Showmax now that because they load things every day, you must go see it. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. It's called Gone Baby Gone. Gone Baby Gone. With the brother of Ben Affleck, What's his name again?
Sean Affleck.
Mm. Casey Affleck.
Sorry.
It's better than the other Gone that Ben did. What was his?
Gone Girl. Gone Girl was massive.
It was good, eh?
Yeah.
Gone Baby Gone is better.
Really? What's it about?
It's same kind of thing, twist in the tail, kind of a murder, kind of a this, kind of that. I was mesmerized by that movie, and I'm so glad it's on Showmax. I really cannot recommend it enough. Gone Baby Gone.
Oh, wow.
Go look for it. And I'm still finishing my Oliver Stone Alternative History of the United States on Showmax. Very interesting how fucked up people are actually, you know. If he shows you how through slimy deals the Americans sort of infiltrated all kinds of countries, got the wrong person in charge there, and that usually that person turns against them later, as we have seen with a lot of Iraq and Afghanistan. But he shows it from the 60s on, how that happened. And there was also another very, very interesting vice president called Wallace, who was the vice president of Franklin Roosevelt. And the second... Yes, Duncan.
The president of America.
And he was the vice president for Roosevelt. Roosevelt went for 4 terms, never done before and never will be since, because they applied the Constitution that you can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. So the 4th term, he changed from Wallace to Truman, who then became the president. But Wallace was like years ahead of his time. He would have changed the racial policy immediately in the 40s. He would have changed the stupid, naive way Americans looked at and handled communism as something of the devil, you know. Because remember, America went through that phase in the 50s where they were totally bonkers. And Wallace was the guy who would have changed it all. History would have been completely different. And we might still have a dream with...
I have a dream.
I have it. And I see it on the hill. And he must still be a lead.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. You like Bon Jovi?
Yeah. Off guard there.
You looked awfully silly. Yeah.
Was that a Bon Jovi song I sang?
I don't know.
I never know.
When he does tells you to do things, do you know you're doing it? Do you know it consciously?
Yeah, I think you just heard what he said. He asked you, so you respond.
Okay, so it's not as if you're not gonna know what you've done. You know what you did.
No, I can hear what he was asking. Yeah, to do
you too.
That.
And you too.
But the thing is, at one stage when he's supposed to like give me instructions, I hear, because his mouth was away from the mic. And your mouths were at the mic. So I could hear your voices. I could not hear him.
Because
I was like, I just felt like I was like dragged out.
Oh, no, man. We must know it next time. Mm. And he's still in your ear. Mm. Because you started off very well, Gavin. You went, and then you...
you fall every time you did an action. Your head drops.
That video footage I will put on Facebook Cosper Radio Show because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Really, if you see yourself. Anyway, so any Show Maxi cuck that you saw?
Look, Casper.
You want to talk about?
I think we should put a challenge to all of us where we each pick something for one of us to watch through the weekend. So I'll pick maybe for you to go watch.
No, I'm still going to watch the Alternative History of the United States. Thank you, Duncan. Okay. Sorry if you yawned.
I also
want to
watch that now. You've enticed me.
You go watch Gone Baby Gone and tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay, come baby, come.
Is it okay?
Exile.
Is it okay, baby, okay? That's right. And you, Shemaine, are you still busy with Show Maxi?
Always.
Yeah. Remember now, there's a lot of streaming devices going around, but so far, Showmax, I must say, it's one to have in your back pocket. You've got to have this. You got to have that.
Showmax, no, it really is worth it.
I'm a Maploter now, and I tried Showmax. They're on the Maplots, and it through the mosquitoes, through the spiders, it's working 100%.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy.
Wow.
The delight of having something on tap. The only thing is, one can't watch every day, you know. So sometimes you watch, and then a week goes by, and then you haven't watched anything.
Yeah, but that's why it's nice to have it in the back pocket. So that is it from
Casper's Radio Show.
Oh, I did play this.
Hoi!
No, I want to play something else. This is also Lale, but this is more reggae. Also nice. Scandinavian. Remember? Yeah, man. So that's Lale. This is the third Lale I've now played since I discovered it in a box in my Maputo home. So that is it from Lale. I will never mention her again. Fuck Lale. Honey, like you don't. But it's nice, eh? Love Lale. Now I'm going to play this and you're going to guess why. What's happening here? Sounds like an old 60s movie. I hope it's the right song. Yeah. That's called Laura's theme. Remember? And I'm playing it because we got Laura from Boss Models right here. And isn't she just gorgeous?
Hey, yes.
Hey, hey, hey.
Isn't she lovely?
Hey,
wow. Hey.
He's buttering me up.
Yeah. Very pretty.
No. I actually thought, I wonder if it's a prerequisite to be a beautiful boss as well as a model.
I dressed for you today. Oh, you should have been wearing makeup, so.
No, it looks wonderful. But you must have been a model.
A long time ago.
Okay.
Wait, 2 years ago?
Do you know how old I am?
Wow.
Yes.
22 years ago.
Wow. Okay. So are you one of the ladies who don't mind revealing the age?
No, I'm 42. Turned 42 on Friday.
Papa. It's looking good.
I rock my 40s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's going to get
you. And you know what's the best age? Because you got the intellectual stamina from years of experience of living.
Exactly.
And you still got the good looks, so you can just make it happen.
Mm, thanks, that's sweet.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't mean you specifically, I mean as a person in the 40s. Okay. And you got that package.
I'm talking about you
as well.
It's all of the above.
It's all of the above for you, Laura.
All of a sudden, I'm looking forward to becoming 40.
I thought you were past that age.
I thought you were past that
age. Oh, please. I'm 38.
Okay, Gavin.
You're in denial, Gavin.
Laura, I saw you at a party with beautiful models, and I asked, can I please interview her? And they said, yeah, that's the boss of Boss Models. I said, well, then she must come to the show, and you did. I thank you very much for doing that.
Hallelujah.
The pleasure.
Praise Jesus.
But now I want to know, I don't know the modeling world that well. I want to know, how did you start? Why did you start? And how did you end up being at Boss Models' boss?
Okay, so okay, I started modeling.
Can I call you boss lady from?
Yeah. You can. Okay, no problem.
Oh, she says that so saucily. You can.
Continue, boss lady.
I started modeling when I was young, and I landed up. It wasn't as busy as I wanted it to be, and so I started working in the office. And the more I worked in the office, the more I enjoyed it. So I landed transitioning. And I worked at Boss in Cape Town under Paula De Vito many years ago, and moved back up to Joburg, worked at Next, then at Storm, and then opened my own agency 10 years ago. And then we merged with Boss about 2 years ago. So I only own the Johannesburg division, and the Cape Town is owned by Linda.
Okay. I thought you were Boss Models International. So,
no.
Okay. Well, that was a nice interview. And
thank you,
No, Casper.
Now, do you have, like, people who go out and look for model-looking people? And what do you look for?
Scouts.
Scouts.
We do have scouts that bring models to us, but mostly we get internet submissions. And if I'm walking around a shopping center and I see
you
a beautiful
girl. You can do it yourself?
Yeah.
Is it always? Are you always looking for a girl?
Always.
Because whenever I walk out the house, I'm hoping that I'll be scouted. It's always been a dream of mine to be scouted.
Clearly you haven't crossed my path, so.
Where do you stay and how often do you walk on that road? No, for real.
I
scout me now. You're looking right
you
at me.
You scouted. Here we go. Come, you've got a new job.
Okay.
Yes, you can have him.
No. What do you do with older models? I want to be one too.
For what? What do you want a model?
Advertise
just a face. I mean, what else can I model? I mean,
no, you can't model a face. You've got to model something.
You've
like
got to
pajamas.
Model
pajamas would be good.
Pajamas for old ladies.
Is that nice?
It's pajamas for old ladies.
Please help us out. We want to be scouted together, you know?
Yeah.
Your age is a problem. Mine too.
How old do you think I look? What's going on here?
We take boys at about 20.
Yeah, there we go.
Young.
You got a boop, Duncan. You got a boop. You can't come fucking model with a boop.
From Ali Mkumgoti, what
I said. Look, I don't know if you saw the mannequins in Zimbabwe. They're starting to make mannequins with a boop on. Have you seen them in the shopping
mall?
Realistic.
Stuff?
Never.
And I promise girls you. With booties.
Yeah.
Those mannequins. I go like, what?
So are you saying all hope is lost for poor old Duncan who's trying to break in?
I just hired you. You were supposed to come. I've already given you the contract.
Okay. No, but let's be real.
What is his first job going to be? Oh, my goodness.
It takes auditions, so you've got to go to a lot of auditions. I'm sure you've done those.
No, I haven't actually. I just couldn't get out of my zone, you know. Just help me out. What would they ask me at the audition?
Height is the biggest thing for us. So
I've just stood up now.
Pull in the tummy,
pull in that tummy, man.
185 for boys.
185. Last time I checked, I was 192 last time I checked.
Okay, you're too tall.
Okay, I was... come on. I give up.
175 for girls, 185 for boys is our ideal height.
And I'm 154.
You are
you too,
a rock star. You can come to us too. In the short division.
Yeah. For the dwarf.
Petite.
Yeah.
I'll do for the midget.
You have to.
I'm a short ass too. Simba would have been good.
He's coming in one day because I've asked him to come and talk to us because he's boxing now. What the fuck?
Is it? Have you seen Simba?
No.
It's one of the presenters. He is gorgeous. He literally looks like a little lion.
But you've got to say it, PC. He's got albinism. You can't say he's an albino because then it's he is a guy with albinism.
From Albania.
That too. But just.
But he looks.
He's gorgeous.
Let's pull up a picture of Simba.
His features are beautiful. And he's about 1'8", I think. And he's well built.
Do you know Beaumont Day models in Cape Town?
No.
I used to model for them. Why are you laughing? It's a true story.
What did they model?
Huh?
What did you sell?
It was a proper modeling agency,
fucking
like
nice
Boss. I used to model.
Did you
when
like,
I was,
but
when
you
I
like
was,
nice genoot, standing with the onderbroek your one?
No.
Gavin,
because remember
Beaumont models.
Thank you.
I do, because I'm from Cape Town. I do. No, honest to God.
I worked in Cape Town at Storm for 8 years.
Mm. And you don't know?
Never heard of that fucking company, ever.
I did. So. But that time, my teeth were still crooked. Like I had, my teeth was like this. So that one was
fucking
like
colored.
Out.
Yeah. Like a mammoth.
Yeah, and that's why I probably didn't get like a job.
Yeah, I would think so too. If you like, you have to model a pyjama brook, but everyone's looking at your mammoth tanda, I think it's not going to work.
But then, my after, so I did the course, and then after about a month, I had a typical, bless her soul, but I had a typical colored mom, and she went, stormed into the office of the owner of the modeling agency.
How did that go?
There were still like lots of girls then, whatever, and she just went like this and said, why is
my... steak, my sien is the ene.
No, she was not a mosquito or a bee. Steak is wrong, dude.
This is steak stab.
So yeah,
but it can also be me, like...
Yeah. How difficult is it to get work, though?
Depends on the personality. I think that some girls naturally just perform and it comes to them very easily, and some girls need a little bit of training. Maybe you needed a bit of training.
Some girls.
A little bit more training.
And that thing where you have, you know someone and, you know, they book you because you've worked with them. Does that happen a lot as well?
Yeah, that's, if a model gets rebooked, that's amazing. Like if they do really well at, but... Usually not if you know somebody. You have to go to an audition.
What's currently changing?
Cassie, we kind of do that. We go like, I know that one. Send them. And then but it's a matter of, we've worked with you before, you work really well. And, you know, so we get three people. But it's not incestuous. It's more kind of...
Same faces.
That's why once you start working, then you work really well. If you get rebooked,
like Tim Burton would always like to work with Johnny Depp, so you always get them because they get along.
Yeah.
But let's start at the very beginning. I think it's a very good place to start, and that is, I just want to go back and say, okay, you become a model first. Mm-hmm. Now here you are. You've been scouted, and someone says, "I want you to belong to our model agency." You say, "Yay." You sign a contract. What does that contract say? You get a percentage. Give a percentage to the agency.
Yes. All agencies work on a 20% commission. So that's kind of standard worldwide.
And then when you say auditions, you mean that then you are being contacted by Smarties and Mercedes-Benz or whoever, and you send it out to the models you think will fit the bill.
Yes. So and they will send us a brief, and they will need blonde girls or brunette girls, and we will send our selection of girls that fit that brief to a casting and an audition, and the client will then look at those and decide.
And then Mercedes-Benz contacts you and said, "We want Jane."
Usually an ad agency, and then the ad agency contacts us.
Okay,
yes, I want Jane.
Everyone wants money, eh? So it's this and this. We want Jane, and Jane goes, "Woo-hoo! How much can Jane make in South Africa?" About... Roughly estimated.
Per job? Every single product has a different price tag to it. So luxury products like cars and makeup and stuff are higher paying. And then things like banks and shopping centers.
It's like just
shops and stuff are a little bit lower paid.
Yeah, but it's sort of, it brings in the income.
Yes.
But with a higher paid job, you can sort of save the money then because you can do something. What does a high paid job pay about roughly?
Roughly a commercial can pay between 15,000 and 20,000.
So put me on the books there for the midgets.
Okay. I've signed you up. All of you can come.
Come on, don't play. This is our careers, man. We're really interested.
Do you have time for modeling?
Yeah, well, in life, you make time for the things you desire.
I agree.
But you've got to go to gym.
Does it mean I have to lose weight fast?
Of course.
Carrot sticks.
What is it? What is it?
Do you know I want? This is not even a lie. I was approached in Cape Town once when I was 16. That's over 30 years ago.
That's called a pervert.
No. I was with my parent actually, and some family members. And this guy says, "Are you interested?" And I thought, how dare you ask me whether I would want to model? I am going to study. What's your problem?
You know?
That was the time when, you know, you couldn't do the modeling thing because, you know, it was
apartheid.
Was it apartheid?
No, not even that. It was just, you know, we were taught that you don't faff around as a black or colored. You go and you must go learn.
Okay.
And modeling was frivolous.
Don't always drag politics into your Duncan.
Not in my community, clearly.
You're surrounded by politics.
No, but I mean, I was 16 and I thought...
I was also about 16.
I was like, oh no.
Let's just talk about the reality of modeling and the modeling industry.
We got a guest. You three people are now fucking taking over. You want to model.
Because in reality, the everyday person it doesn't look like the model, you know. The everyday person is not as lean as a model. So shouldn't we really, the ordinary person should be the real model in life?
Yay. I agree, but that's not society. They always want to make it prettier. Photoshop.
I think if you Photoshop me, I'd look like, what do you think? Who?
It would be a couple of hours, eh?
Jackie Salibi.
Salibi. Yeah.
Like, does he not look like Jackie Salibi?
Do you remember who Jackie Salibi was?
Of course I do. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, come, let's find you. No, let's find you. I'm going to find your picture while you all are
so, a useful one. I want to know, how do you manage the diets of your models, of all the people that are on your books? Like, do they come in regularly for meetings so that you can tell them, like...
They have to manage their own diets. I can't be there to supervise their
eating habits.
But they do. If I see a girl got a bit hungry, then I call her in for a measurement. We don't weigh them because everybody weighs different.
When you say hungry, when they look too thin?
No.
What looks too hungry? What looks
when the model's been too hungry.
Okay. Mm.
So, what's the wrong number?
The wrong number, well, the right number is 90, 60, 90 is roughly the, everybody's different. So the boobs, you can never get it 100%, but waist should be roughly 60 centimeters.
And if you're a guy?
No, it doesn't work like that. I need a six pack and chest about 95.
I told you, Duncan, I told you.
What if I'm advertising, what if McDonald's is looking for a model and they want someone with a big bob?
They're not going to go
for
you.
Forward.
But that
you should have those kind of clients.
Would that do, I agree. Side, it shouldn't only be pretty people.
Can
it
we just talk about models now? I don't want... No, everyone is now a model here.
Oh, but younger. He looks like... You do look like Jackie Salini.
Are you a very strict boss? Are you like that Angie Dickinson bitch?
No.
No.
I wish I was.
No, but you look so friendly and then I think maybe she's got a dark side.
No, I use guilt. I guilt them into doing things.
Are you a mum?
I'm a mum.
So you've got that
I've learned,
down.
Yes.
Okay.
I have two kids. 8 and 10.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Together they're 18.
You know?
Yeah, you've...
Someone can count, I see.
Is there a way you have to... Oh, you wanted to be shy. Yeah. Is there a way...
Never
you,
gonna happen.
You have to carry yourself or... learn yourself how to carry yourself for certain kinds of modeling jobs, like an ad photo, a way to pose, to press your neck like a fucking giraffe, but it looks good at the end. Who teaches them that?
I think it's gone away from that. I think natural and lifestyle kind of things are, people are more interested in that. It used to be quite posy and stand with your hand on your hip next to your bike. And now they like you to smile and tell a story with a picture instead. So if you look at advertising, even the girls, the way we shoot now is completely natural. They don't really put a lot of makeup on. We don't hire a makeup artist to
they
do
our don't really put a lot of clothes on either.
Well, some do, some don't. Mm. But you got to show you got the business, eh? Mm.
But listen, if I, like for instance, if I go onto stage and they say this is a musical or this is a drama or this is the one, I have a certain way I know, okay, I'm in that kind of category to act. Is the models the same? Can they go and say, darling, a little bit more Walt Disney or a little bit more this or not? Is there something like that that you know, okay, we want camp, we want this, or is it just the personality now?
I think it's a lot just the personality, but also it's a little bit of acting, like if they want you to be friendly looking for certain catalogs, and if you do a high-end product, it's quite androgynous and so that kind of thing. But I mean, for every single product, you have to be a different person, so you must be able to do all of those just like an actor. Mm-hmm.
Do you have favorite photographers that you want to work with who can make the magic?
I do, but they're all in Cape Town at the moment. No, well, not all of them, only two here.
Aww.
What makes a good photographer then?
Somebody who can take a picture of a, because most of the new girls are the ones that are shooting, so that can make a brand new girl feel comfortable and get a great picture out of her.
A lot of talking.
To them, yes.
Yeah.
Do you go to shoots when they're new, or how do you support them?
No, we usually let the photographer do the work with them, so we work with the same ones over who are very easy with new girls. But yeah, it makes them nervous to be watched. It's often easier just to have the photographer and her and just let her relax.
So you keep tabs how? By just like getting the pictures like afterwards?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. And then we go over them, and if it needs to be redone, then we'll speak to the photographer. Mm. But usually the people that we use get it right, so.
Okay.
I want to tell you something. We had a competition last year called the Voice of Kloof Central.
Ooh.
Yes. Do you know I wasn't invited?
I know, but listen, it was a tryout. Mm-hmm. And work, we want to take it further, huger, we want to go global, mm-hmm. we want to go interplanetary.
Like a huger.
Now, can I approach someone like you and say, can I ask you to put forward some of your models to enter this competition? Or does it work like that?
Last night we had, Boss had three boys in the Cosmo Sexiest Man Finals.
And you won.
Wow.
Eh? Did you win?
No.
No.
I wasn't there. I should have been
there.
Who won? You won.
Immediately Google who's the sexiest man.
His name is
Adrian.
I can't remember his
Adrian
name.
Adrian
He wasn't mine, sir.
No, not Adrian.
You know Adrian from the leadership
platform. From the leadership platform. Yeah, he fucking entered at 47. Let's have Cosmo, sexiest man.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Google there, people. He's on it. But sure, I can, hey?
Yes, you can.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
We'd love
man.
To. Publicity for the models is amazing. We need to get them out.
And it's nice for their personality as well. A bit of a test. Especially here, they're being teased and tested and ask all kinds of questions, which if you've
got
a good...
Are you going to do Girls of Kloof Central?
They're not into girls.
We can. I'm fine with the boys. I'm also fine with the boys.
What about the couple of Kloof Central? So we find a boy and a girl.
Yeah, but then we need extra hours in the week.
So they could apply as a couple.
Oh, the couple. No, but then it's going to be difficult, Duncan.
And the winner gets to go home.
That's
with
more
me.
Like a TV show because they're going to fight and we're going to be.
And what if you pick the boy and not the girl?
Oh, your TV's got to be there, like Big Brother, to see the fight.
Ratings.
No, yeah. Well, I just think we're going to take this further. Voice of Kloof Central. We had a wonderful year. Mm-hmm. And when I went to your party, I thought, a couple of them would be nice candidates for our program.
Is it that party we went to?
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Amazing.
Do you remember her?
I don't, actually. But
you bless God.
How dare you?
Was drunk. And I even curled my hair that day.
Okay. Were you in the VIP section?
Yeah.
Of course. How can you ask her that?
But
why was it time?
Stop while you're ahead.
Okay, so I remember we were sitting in the corner.
That's me in the corner.
And the designer JJ Schumann.
Yeah,
he was there.
I sat with them too.
You sat with them too. And People drunk. Magazine.
Remember, you were drunk, Gavin.
Yeah, yes, spoken.
What did you call it? Vodka.
That's
what you didn't know. I was talking deep things to Laura, and you didn't
even
know.
He even filmed a video, and
who filmed the video?
Casper.
You know. I apologize.
It's okay.
I want to find out quickly.
You won't forget me again.
I won't.
I love how you say his name, Casper. Yeah,
that's nice. Casper.
Just say Duncan for me, please.
Very
Duncan.
Just say it again.
Look at Duncan. Okay, now we have got to break quickly for another segment, but you stay.
Okay.
And that segment is that we're going to discuss movies every now and then that has just broken out or being released.
Yay!
But before we do, I just see here, I've got a sketch with me and Gareth Cliff where he plays Michael Bay. It's an old sketch. Let me play it again, and after that we can go to the movie, okay?
Okay. Yeah, come in, honey.
Hi. Thank you.
Don't be shy.
No, I'm not.
What's your name?
Tatiana Huber.
Tatiana?
Tatiana, yeah.
Okay. Hi, Tatiana.
Hi, dinner, Mr. Michael Bay.
Now, just relax. Take off your clothes.
Oh, good. All clear. Okay. There you go.
And action.
What? What?
Now.
What must I
fondle those mammies.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Say something about how horny you are.
How horny you are.
No. Things that make you horny.
Oh. Rhinoceros?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, rhinoceros.
Good. Yeah, now open your legs and say something.
Ah.
Good.
Look down and react as if your manhole exploded.
Okay. Whoa! My cook! Yes, yes! What?
Can we get some green screen in our guava, please?
Just be careful with it. Yeah, just put it in carefully, eh? There you go. It's lodged.
Shout a long shout, like a, oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll show it in super slow motion. Yeah, good. Now your tits start transforming.
Oh.
Look surprised.
My fuck, my titties, it's becoming Turin.
They've become two oozy submachine guns.
Wow.
You're shooting the fuck out of everyone.
Yeah, take this, Turin, false slur.
Say, motherfucker, you look 30.
Motherfucker, you look 30.
Say, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
We'll dub your voice with Martin Lawrence later.
Okay.
Who the fuck are you? Motherfucker, you look dirty.
Now, come.
To you.
No, idiot. Climax.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, yeah. This is great. People will say it's shit, but it'll make so much money.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you, Will.
So I'm playing a song from Duran Duran, Finest Hour. What's that movie you went to see, Gavin? What's it called? The Finest Hour.
Finest Hour.
It is. Eh? So I'm a kid on here. Okay, well, that's enough of that. So how was the movie?
The movie.
Tell us.
I thought the movie was amazing.
Okay. Who's in it?
Okay. So Chris Pine is in it.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know what he looks like? Oof, Chris Pine is beautiful.
No.
He's gorge.
I'm bad with names. You must show me a picture.
Okay. I'll show you a picture. But he is... So basically, it's a movie. He... So at first, he... It's like... you. Duncan, I'm going to stab you.
Really badly.
Anyway, it's okay. So there's a shipwreck. Okay? The ship breaks in half.
Jack,
and then...
I love you.
Chris, who plays Bernie Weber. It's based on a true story, by the way.
Hi, I'm Bernie.
I'm Berra.
Bernie.
Yeah, hi, I'm Bernie. What's Bernie.
Cerny.
Anyway, Shemaine and Lara, those of you that are interested in my story.
No, I am.
And then, Bernie, played by Chris Pine. So he played in Star Trek and whatever.
Do you know Bernie Mac? You remember Bernie
long
Mac?
Long ago. Hush, no. Child.
Bernie Mac passed away.
Long ago.
Using his name in vain.
Yeah. Okay. Shh.
My lord. Anyway, and then just shut his mic
I will,
up, please.
Will stop again.
And then, so Bernie, he's like a very sort of, he plays like a, he's insecure. He's like, you know, he's not really skillful and all of that. And they send him out to go in the storms to go and like rescue these 32 people stuck on this boat, on the ship. It's absolutely amazing, brilliant cinematography. I don't know why Rotten Tomatoes gave it 57%, because I would have given it right up there by the 70s. It is like...
But the Rotten Tomatoes are accumulation of a lot of people's points, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's not one person.
Okay, but this is one person, and yes, I loved it.
Did you cry, Gavin? Did you want to cry?
I was emotional. I was like proper emotional, because it's a love story. Mm-hmm. Based on a true story, but a love story as well. Because he needs to go and rescue, and he needs to come back to his fiancée. And the question is, does he get back?
It's not a love story, it's a love story.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, it's proper romance. That's probably why I was tearing up. But I wasn't the only one. There were lots of females, and they were like, not like grabbing their tissues, but you could see like, and we're watching it in 3D. So Chris Pine's face comes like in your face.
Oh my God, then I will have something wet on my cheek.
And it is like, it's absolutely amazing. And how this whole town comes together to support him, because his boss is an asshole. and not trusting him because the boss didn't know Bernie was going to get there and rescue. But like I said, the question is, do they make it back?
Now, the question is, who should go and see this movie?
If you like really into like sort of the romancy things, but also like you you like a little bit of action, and I'm not talking bedroom action, then this movie is for you. It's not
a chick flick.
No, it's not a chick flick. It's not a chick flick. It's very sort of, it is, it's got a little bit of action in it because of the, obviously, like most of the movie was shot because of like the waves and things, and they have to like recreate like a storm.
Oh, that's
sort
a
3D of vibe.
Nice thing.
Yeah. So that is like, wow, that is done brilliantly.
Mm. Do you know Chris Pine used to date a South African model?
Yeah,
she lives in New York. Her name's Dominique. I can't remember.
Dominique, not Dominic Peek.
Yes.
Dominic Peek. Oh my goodness.
Yes. He dated her. They were a couple for a long time.
Wow.
Well, obviously, Dominique sucked. Because they broke up, they're not together anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
or he did.
No, it's never the guy. It's always the model. These model chicks. <I'm probably laughs>
Dominique did not peak.
Yeah. I've got a movie, Casper, that I watched.
No, you don't have to tell us.
No, but you love this movie because with the whole Oscars are so white thing happening, I watched the Will Smith's latest movie called Compassion.
Yeah, Concussion.
Concussion.
I know.
Concussion. Hey, did you watch it?
I know about it.
Brilliant movie. If you love biography films, if you love biopics. If you like bios, it's about Will Smith. He plays this African Nigerian.
Why wasn't he nominated for an Oscar?
I don't know. I don't know. Look, I don't know
what Sylvester Stallone was.
For which movie? Creed.
The boxing, yeah.
Creed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, I watched both movies, Creed and Sylvester Stallone. And I will say
Concussion and Creed.
I watched Concussion and Creed.
Why are you struggling? What did Andre do to
listen,
you?
Listen,
he's even struggling.
I'm trying to make a point here. From both.
And when I click my fingers, you will wake up.
From watching both films, I will say Concussion was a better film.
Concussion.
Although they both tell different stories.
Yeah.
They tell different stories, but Concussion is about Will Smith, who's an Afro-American, Nigerian. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to tell you about this movie.
No, you don't. I don't think you should.
Yeah.
I think you should cleanse yourself with a spiritual guide and come back with a mantra or something because you're not well. But thank you for sharing your concussion with us.
The guy must come back. I think he fucked me over. Your hypnotist, he fucked me over.
Yeah, I think he fucked you over. You're not well. Nah. You're talking like a washing machine all over the
place.
You
know what I mean? Fuck this shit, man.
Okay, well, our guest is Laura. We're talking to her. How did you know about Chris Pine? Do you meet these celebrities a lot?
Never.
To share
we're
some
in Africa,
juicy gossip?
Far, far away from
really.
Him. I haven't met any.
But,
have you met
what's that other one?
What's that other one for that other famous model from Funabel Park? She was born in Funabel Park.
Charlize Theron.
No, man.
That's Benoni.
Candace Swanepoel.
Candace. Have you met her?
No, I haven't met her. She doesn't stay here. She lives overseas.
She's the most successful model you've ever worked with or seen her progression.
We worked with Sophie Anderton.
I loved her. I loves me some Sophie Anderton.
Ek dink jy weet wie sy is.
Ek weet hoe sy sy is, man. Hoe gaan dit met jou?
Met haar.
Maar soms sy salala.
She's in
amazing.
England now and doing other stuff.
Yeah.
But when she was here, she was...
Do you still get starstruck? Or do you?
No. I don't really see that many stars, so... Okay.
Well, you know, one never knows. Sometimes you see someone and you go, wow.
And Leanne Liebenberg's on our books and Rolene Strauss is on our books.
Mm. Woo! Sorry.
Lovely girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Rolene?
Both of them are.
But if you had to be one of them, who would it you be?
Who would I be?
Who wouldn't you be?
Who wouldn't I be?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be famous. I wouldn't want to be famous, so neither one.
Are you a true blonde?
No, I'm jet black, actually, but I'm so gray that this is what it's come down to.
Have you taken pictures of her yet for our tweets?
No, I haven't.
I'm not a natural blonde. This is all from Terenzo hairdressing.
No, listen, you look good.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
You look like a natural blonde.
I'm actually half Portuguese, so.
Oh, right. No, but you actually
but you know
like
what you look like?
Blonde.
You look like someone who can be jet setting. I just want to see you on ski
in a bikini,
slopes, No, I'm not going in a bikini. And well, ski slopes.
You don't.
No, you.
I have two children. There's no way that I'm going in a bikini.
On islands.
No, I'd also like to be
memory finished.
Yeah.
Did you, when you did a modeling, did you have to go overseas a lot or did you stay here?
I travelled, but I'm a bit short, so I'm only 1'7".
Please stand up first.
That's short.
I'm short, yeah.
Wow.
Nice, like a quad.
Okay.
You I'm what? 1.7?
Yeah. I'm like 5.
I'm going to make it about me. I'm 1.79.
But look at Kate Moss.
Well, we're both 5.
you're not
too short.
No, but, but in South Africa, in that time when I was modeling,
oh.
You know, we weren't that involved overseas.
Beautiful
so
picture
tweeted. Height wasn't that massive a thing.
Shame, we had a lady who came in here on one of our shows, Laws of Life, and she told us how about she got conned into going to America for some bogus modeling agency. And it turns out that this guy even took her pictures and put them on porn sites.
Oh!
This can happen.
I don't know how that happens. How do you not do the research? How do you not go in and meet somebody and see an office or
go to a website for a big break?
I think so. There's a sense of we want to be famous these days. It's not about a career. It's about I want to be known for
do
some reason.
Do the research.
Okay, so when a scout does approach someone listening, what do you ask for a card first? You say, please, can I have a card?
You should always, and then go meet them in an office or see
at that
a
place
website. And if somebody's actually got a website and is invested into their property,
what stopped you from conning people and just abusing them?
If
I was in your position, I would have. Hey, man, what
I'm
stopped
a girl,
you?
I'm a mother. I don't do that.
Okay.
I'm cool.
I'm a man. 3 abortions.
What?
I'm hypnotized, Casper.
Oh, yeah, I know. I forgot. I actually wanted to ask you a question now, and I totally gone out of my head.
I'm also like, I'm shocked.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Now, there's a beautiful young nymph listening, and she wants to model, but she doesn't know how to do it. She goes onto the website, Boss Models.
Yes. www.bossmodels.co.za. And there's a scouting tab, and there's scouting at bossmodel.co.za.
Okay.
Send your pictures.
Okay, you
and
hear
get
people.
Back to you.
And they'll get back.
72 hours.
That's
please.
For the old and young nymph.
The old and young nymphs.
What's a nymph?
A nymph is a
mythical, beautiful creature.
Beautiful creature.
I know what a MILF is.
Nymph.
I know you.
I thought it was someone who likes sex a lot.
No, it's someone who drinks a lot. I'm a MILF.
Oh.
I'm very MILFy. Tell me. Why do you write them if they not
yeah,
to scratch?
I was thinking the same
get
thing.
Get a new face.
How do we reject
them? Thank you for your participation.
Height is always the first place you go to.
Okay, you're too
and
short.
And then some people, we just say your look's not right for us.
Yeah.
But would damage someone just going forward in life. Thinking,
that would hurt me.
You know what I mean?
But a look could be right 2 years from now.
It could be. And I'm just saying because your look's not right for us doesn't mean it's not right for other people. And I
recommend.
So I'm sure you get a lot of that. How do you buffer yourself against the comments like what he just did? Because, I mean, it sounds really so insanely
we do
superficial.
People who fight back, but then I just don't answer.
I've got
like
a question.
There's nothing else to say.
So what if I have like the most amazing face? Like I've got blue eyes and I've got that look, but I've got the stomach like Duncan. What do you do?
We show you the fresh produce section at Woolies.
I would think that the best models out there are people who are out of shape. And I would think it's in your hands to mold them as Jesus would, as God
Jesus
would, and just mold them to what you desire them to be. So just work
I'm
with a piece of clay.
I'm not that in control, hey? They have to. If they want it hard enough, they've got to do the work. I do the back end. I do their diaries.
You do the back end?
Do you miss it, though?
No, I don't. I like what I do. I prefer being the back end.
Me too.
And she goes back there, and I thought, I'm helping you out.
This is a family show.
It's not
they
anymore.
They're swearing. So what I, that was fine.
No,
I didn't know you could swear on radio.
What do you mean exactly the back end?
We can.
I am the diary keeper.
Oh, yeah?
The contract signer.
Diary
keeper. The photostata.
Oh.
I do the admin. I'm more comfortable being behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That's better.
Okay. We're taking
pictures.
You're taking pictures for Twitter.
I'm taking pictures of Laura. Oh, there you go. Okay. And go in there, Gavin.
No.
Oh, Gavin, your best model look, eh? Under the influence of hypnosis. Oh, look at those hypnotic eyes.
at some point, I'm going to need a picture with the boss lady too.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go now, and I'm going
to
take one with you.
No, wait. We're going to take pictures. No, no. You can't take pictures. We're still busy with the radio show. Hello? Now, all of a sudden, we stop.
Everyone is now stopped. Taking pictures.
Kasper, we need to
how
find
are
out.
You and the what?
Huh? We need to find out from Boss Lady. I mean, how do models party?
Come into
the perfect model party.
I stalk their Facebook pages, so that's how I see how they do it. I'm never there. Like I said, I'm the administrator behind the scenes. I make
these
sure
days,
that
yeah.
they get up and go to their jobs in the morning. So if they're partying, I have to give
I can
them a
tell
call.
You that with that party, I was at the boss party. Mm-hmm. What happens to ugly people like myself is we feel more alive and happy with nice people surrounding you. You actually feel
that's
alive.
Why models get a lot of invitations to go to parties.
Yes, I think
I'm
so too.
I'm always being invited to shit.
Really?
Because they boost.
But you didn't come to us.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed my invitation.
But, we have
but
every
we
year,
now
so
have
can...
you've met Lara. We're going to work together on the Boys of Clare Central.
She's going to remember us when nice ads come along for Woolies.
No, I just
want to
be invited. I want to be invited to parties.
Yeah, me too. And I want to see vodka. Lots of body.
Maybe we'll do two this year. Maybe we'll do a winter one.
Yeah, please, yes. please. Inside. Yeah, I like winter. Then I can come with coats.
And have it.
And then the difference between our bodies isn't that much.
Not
you know?
Much.
Yeah,
no.
I think that's better.
And the venue that you chose was amazing.
It was fun.
Where
it was
it?
Fun.
At the Sands.
Outside. Really?
Mm-hmm. Didn't rain. Lots of booze. Lots of people.
It was party vibe. And there were some good-looking females. I'm not even into them.
Yeah, they were all very good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm so glad that I ran into you, or you ran into me, and that you actually spoke to me. Because then I said that
but
day.
But you're my hero. I was starstruck. Really? That's the first time I was starstruck in a long time.
You know who I was?
Really?
Of course.
Awesome.
Oh my God. Why is this guy your hero? Why is this guy?
Because he makes me laugh. And you know how a girl likes a boy who makes her laugh.
Yeah. Oh my God. Isn't that the truth?
He's got at least one fan. Oh my God.
Guys also like laughing. No girls make guys laugh. I don't understand why girls are like, oh, I want a guy who's going to make me laugh. Bloody, bloody, blah. What about what the guy wants?
Well, he can also find somebody who makes him laugh.
Yeah.
Go
you
look.
You make me laugh.
Do I?
Kasper.
Oh, you're trying so hard,
Kasper,
Gavin.
Kasper's making me laugh.
Gavin, help your boy out.
Lara, once again, thank you so much. Excuse the team, they're not well. I think Charmaine and Ek is the innocent normal vandaag.
Apparently, I'm the boring one, huh?
No, you and I, we same.
I don't want to be sane.
I sing like an opera singer.
When yes, for Andre, he
when
did.
When you're hypnotized, yes.
Please post that video.
I'm good. I'm going to play you a beautiful song. You said Portugal, but we're going to go Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love Greece too. I was just there last year.
What?
Lucky. On the islands. It was so nice.
Fucking boss model.
Yeah.
I was there by myself with my family.
We want their money. We want their
money. Must have been terrible.
No wonder Justix got you as a pumpkin head.
So you could get more money.
Here we go. This one is called...
No,
I've switched you all off. I've had enough now. Everyone is crazy. Lara, let me switch your mic on. Thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. I'll come anytime again.
Oh, lekker. And we'll talk about the Boys of Clare Central. Good luck with your modeling agency.
Thank you.
We'll have a lookout for that. And see you soon.
See you soon.
This is CliffCentral.com.